Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As we've heard through conversations on Cap Radio's new podcast, A Music of Their Own, the world of classical music hasn't been the most welcoming to women and people of color. Some would argue that is still the case, but it is changing, thanks to music educators who work to inspire children with classical music. We're going to talk with two classical leaders in their fields who are making a difference here locally. Robert Vann is the general manager of the Sacramento Youth Symphony, and Maestro Christian Baldini is the music director of the UC Davis Symphony Orchestra and Camellia Symphony Orchestra. Welcome to you both. Nice to see you in person.
Thanks for having us.
I would love to start with both of your backgrounds. What got you interested in classical music? Christian, I'll start with you.
Well, thanks for having us. It's great to be here to talk about this topic that I'm passionate about. And I would say I was lucky to, you know, be born in Argentina to a family that was very open to music, even though they were not musicians themselves, coming from the medical field, in fact. But I started playing the piano as a kid. I think I was 4 when I started. And it all seemed fun, beautiful, and like a game for me. And it would have never crossed my mind that I would become a professional musician. And I think that's kind of the best way to get into it without pressure or any expectations.
How about you, Robert?
Well, I grew up in Southern California, and very different. My father was a blue-collar construction worker, a single dad, but fortunately, I grew up in an area with a thriving public school music program. And so I was able to join the middle school band and thrive there. I went over and started playing the tuba. And when I got to college, I actually saw a pretty girl in the choir and said, well, you know, maybe I'll give singing a try. And so so I started singing in college. I actually received my degree from UC Davis, where Baldini is now professor, and then in composition, in fact. And then I've been a professional operatic tenor for a number of years. And I'm in my 15th year, I think, with the Sacramento Youth Symphony.
Given that both of you have a career that spans several years, and we're talking about representation in classical music for women and also people of color, over the years, Christian, starting with you, how has that changed, or has it changed? What did it look like when you first started compared to what it looks like now?
There are many things that have change that are in the process of transitioning for better, I think, but there is still a lot of work to be done. I mean, I arrived here in this region 2009. This was the same year in which Gustavo Dudamel was appointed music director of the LA Phil, and it was unprecedented for a Latinx conductor to be appointed with a major symphony. It still is, unfortunately. There are very few cases. There was Andres Orozco Estrada with the Houston Symphony. But, you know, you can definitely count these occasions with just the fingers of one hand. And I would say the same applies to female conductors. Everybody's heard about Marin Alsop. You may have, you know, seen the very recent successful film Tar on this topic. But it's very few female conductors that have been appointed as music directors of a major symphony. So still a lot of work needs to be done. In terms of composers, slowly starting to pick up. But I was reading, you know, I read a lot about this topic, and I've been, because I'm also a composer, I've been very passionate about promoting the works of composers and diversity from different places. And, you know, I think it's as somebody who is in a leadership role, promoting different cultures and more acceptance is really, really important. But in an article I was reading, I think it was back from 2014, it was something like 2.5% of the works played by symphonies are written by Latinx or African Americans or female composers. That, to me,
is sliver.
Completely unacceptable. Yeah. And the fact that, you know, a major organization like the Metropolitan Opera had never performed an opera by a female composer until very, very recently is also unacceptable.
And Robert, you know, you're involved with youth. You're the general manager of the Sacramento Youth Symphony. These conversations are obviously taking place. What conversations are you having about changing that 2.5%?
Yeah, this is a wonderful conversation to have, and something that me and my board of directors are constantly grappling with, you know, because in music education, as Christian and I were talking in the lobby, you know, we believe that music education community see the standard repertoire as very foundational to any aspiring classical musician. But as we all know, these are typically 19th century, 18th century European men. And so we see that we need to expand the standard repertoire to include more diverse voices. And so our former artistic director, longtime artistic director Michael Newman, he was really wonderful in his way. He sought to address these issues by programming big community concert events that celebrated the artistic achievements and traditions of diverse cultures. He invited the Firebird Chinese Youth Orchestra up from San Jose, and we did a side-by-side with our orchestra. He invited some Carnatic South Asian classical musicians to come and perform with our orchestra. A few years ago, we had this big concert event, Dream Variations, a symphonic celebration of the African American experience, which was absolutely fantastic. But more recently, we have focused on integrating diverse programming into all of our concerts. This is so important to us right now. So, for example, you know, I mentioned the Dream Variations concert that we did in 2019. Well, now in the past year, we've done works by George Walker, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, William Grant Still, not because we're putting on an African-American celebration concert, but just simply it's amazing music that deserves to be listened to. And of course, it's a wonderful education for our kids. In fact, this year, we happen to be performing on all of our premier orchestra concerts, works by women composers. So our last concert we did, 19th century French composer Louise Farenc. This upcoming concert, we're pairing Libby Larson's Earth with Holst the Planets. So it was a very organic decision. And our last concert of the season, we're performing Florence Price's Symphony No. 1.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm hearing is that, you know, especially in recent years, all of this pays dividends, yeah, right? And has ripple effects. We're going to listen to a little bit of the UC Davis Symphony Orchestra and hear a little bit of an album released back in 2021, Ad Libitum. And Christian, this is just one piece in a broader album that's very diverse in style. What goes into the thought process behind this?
Yeah, this is a piece by a wonderful Polish composer, Witold Lutosławski, and performed by a great violinist called Maximilian Haft, who is, you know, a Sacramento-born and European-based. He lives in Geneva. He's one of the top violinists for this kind of music in Europe. And this album represents a lot of the you know, what we're talking about. It's promoting a diversity in composers. There is also a piece by Giorgi Ligeti, who, you know, suffered the terrors of the Second World War. There is in that album a piece written by me as well. Inspired by literature, which is quite a common thing for me to receive inspiration from other art disciplines. To me, going to a concert or listening to an album has to be like an experience, almost like going to a restaurant, you know, mm-hmm. where you trust that the chef is going to offer you different flavors. And, you know, I encourage people to always go with an open mindset, not just saying, I like my steak, that's the only thing I want. Because, you know, there are all these other dishes that you can discover. And
well, with Christian, you and Robert, we are all in good hands. And we are running out of time. Thank you both so much for joining us. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. Have a great weekend.